You with Morning Ireland, and even at this early stage, it looks as though Storm Éowyn is going to be a record breaker. More than 500,000 households already without electricity, record-breaking wind gusts. The advice: stay safe, stay indoors, don't travel during the red warning. In the next 3 hours, we'll be hearing about the impact around the country from Éowyn. We'll have the emergency services, the ESB, the travel companies. First of all, I'm joined by Met Éireann's senior forecaster, Gerry Murphy. Gerry, Storm Éowyn, is it already looking like a record breaker? Give me the picture nationwide at a 6:15 this morning.
Yes, Áine, Storm Éowyn is an extreme storm and it has already broken records for the all-time mean wind speed and all-time gust for Ireland. And just to give you details of those, at 4 a.m. at Macehead, we had a mean speed of 135 kilometres per hour, which breaks the previous record of 131. And at 5 a.m. at Macehead as well, we had a gust of 183 kilometres per hour, which breaks the previous record of 182. And those previous records were set in Fines Airport in 1945. So these provisionally, now climates will look at these in more detail, but provisionally we have an all-time record-breaking mean wind and an all-time record-breaking gust for Ireland recorded at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. this morning. And then regard to the overall situation for the country, it's extremely windy everywhere. Everywhere is now in a red warning except Donegal, and it will go into the red warning at 7 a.m. Now, because of the very extreme winds, a red warning has to be taken very seriously anyway, but this is a very, very serious storm, which is bringing a mean wind of up to 100 kilometres per hour at Shannon Airport. That's regardless of the gust. So the winds are very, very strong. As you'd expect, they're strongest over the western half of the country, and they're going to be very strong right the way up through the Midlands as well. The only place where they're still strong, but they will be easing a little bit, is in the southeast of the country as we go later on this morning. But from Shannon right the way up across to Dublin and right the way up north of that, extreme winds for the areas. In other words, obviously the west and the northwest will get the most extreme, but everywhere are getting winds that are much stronger than they would normally get in a typical Irish storm.
And that's how bad it's been so far. Record-breaking so far. As I was saying, more than 500,000 homes without electricity. How is this going to unfold throughout the day?
Well, it will mostly unfold through the morning, and then will be limited to the north in the early afternoon. So this morning, we can expect further power outages, really, because the winds are not yet at their strongest over counties over the northern half of the country. So as you go through up through the Midlands in particular, and especially the North Midlands, as we go through the morning, those winds are going to increase. In fact, they're going to increase over, as I said, really much of the northern half of the country, especially as we go through the coming hours. And some places inland, which would normally not get power cuts, will. And also, as well as that, then obviously structural damage is almost inevitable, really, in this situation. So really, the messaging of the red warnings is to adhere to those diligently and to stay at home this morning, because it is a very, very stormy morning.
I was particularly struck watching you on the news last night when you were talking about the islands, and particularly the islands in the west, the northwest. Mm.
Yes, indeed, because we were forecasting in our marine warnings of hurricane force winds, and the place where the records have been broken is Macehead, which is very exposed place in the west of Galway, and those winds are hurricane force winds. So consequently, that has occurred not just on the islands, but on the west coast of Galway. So really, up in those coastal areas, this is very extreme.
It's another Iha an Gaoithe Mhuire, is it? I mean, that's the legendary storm, isn't it, from the 19th century that went down into folklore and all the rest?
Absolutely, yes. But I'm not sure of the exact wind speeds in that instance.
No, I know. So, that was more of a literary allusion. Yeah. The impact this is having, you said it's structural damage is inevitable. I've already seen pictures of Dublin Fire Brigade out, and I'm sure other fire brigade services are clearing trees off the road. We were hearing about the electricity being out. I've seen bollards and bins being blown around, and this was only during, this was before we'd headed into the red warning here. Mm-hmm. So you can only imagine what that is like. And equally, Mary met a man out walking his dog. I mean, there really
and
are people.
A Christmas tree across the road.
People should not be out this morning. This storm has been well heralded by over the last few days, and it is a red and a strong red. It's broken records. Now that's in the west, but right across the country, many of our storms go red in the west, but orange or yellow further mm-hmm. to the east. But this one was red for the whole country, and that means that basically areas which don't normally get winds of this magnitude are getting them in this instance. So people need to take the utmost care. It will all be over by mid afternoon. So it's not much to give up a morning in order to stay safe.
Thanks very much indeed for filling us in on that. That's Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster with Met Éireann. The time now 6:20.
And as Gerry was talking about the islands, we will be checking in with Ona Donal on Inishman a little later on as well. We'll go to Pascal Sheehy shortly, who's keeping an eye on Munster. But first, having heard there of over 500,000 people now without power, let's check in with Siobhan Wynne at ESB Networks. Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about these power outages and where they are?
Well, I said earlier, we have 560,000 customers now currently without power, and we do actually anticipate significant further outages as the morning continues. We've sustained damage right across the country with power outages right across the whole country.
Are there particular areas that are worst affected, Siobhan?
It's at this stage, we've got customers right throughout nationwide have been impacted. I would say it's up through the Midlands and into the Northwest have probably the most significant numbers as of right now. But we do know, obviously, that the storm is still in full force there. So we will expect further outages right across.
And because of that, of course, Siobhan, you can't put crews out. There is a red warning across the country, so crews will not be going out. So what can you say to people who are in the dark at the moment?
I think we have to say to people to please bear with us and be patient. We appreciate now this is going to be very difficult now over the next number of days. We will get our crews out as soon as it's safe to do so, to start assessing the damage and to try and start restoring power.
When do you anticipate that might be? Because we have been told that, even the emergency unit telling us, even when the red warnings end, there will be some hours people should be alert and aware. So you have to be conscious of the safety of your people. When do you anticipate they will be able to go out and assess the damage?
Well, our crews are all ready to and be available this morning from first thing. But what we do is we'll assess the situation across the country. And as the weather passes, we'll be able to start dispatching crews. So really, it's a risk assessment in each area locally to determine if it's safe to actually go out and start doing our work.
All right, Siobhan, we'll stay in touch with you throughout the programme. Thanks for joining us. Pascal Sheehy is on the line. Pascal, good morning to you. You're
morning,
in Cork.
Mary.
You're keeping an eye on what's happening in Munster, and you were listening to Gerry Murphy there. Things are bad out there. What can you tell us?
Things are bad, but there have been no reports of significant injuries overnight. Gardaí and the emergency services report a busy but manageable night as a result of Storm Éowyn. In County Kerry, for instance, two families had to be evacuated from their homes. In Andangan, in the Corcuigaina Peninsula in West Kerry, a couple were evacuated from their home after the gable end of their of the house was blown in after midnight in the early hours of this morning. And in Ballybunion in North Kerry, a family was evacuated after the roof of their home was blown off by the high winds. Now, in Cork City then, a man was brought to hospital after his caravan was blown over, but he suffered minor injuries, no serious injuries in that instance. And another caravan on the north side of the city suffered structural damage as a result of the high winds as well. But no, again, here, no injuries. The fire services dealt with the roof of a commercial building which was damaged at Glanmire in Cork, and the emergency services have been triaging the dozens and dozens of calls that have been coming to them, and they are only responding in situations where there is a risk to life, and that is to protect the safety of their own crews during this red alert. For instance, there is at Brian Brew Street in Cork City, that is currently blocked after the hoarding around the building site there blew onto the street. The hoarding is too heavy to remove it. Now, in the middle of the red alert, it will be done, it will be removed, and the street will be reopened when it is safe to do so later on. Across the province, in Ennis and County Clare, the roof was blown off a shed there. Here again, though, no injuries. We have had, as Gerry Murphy was saying there, gusts of up to 130 kilometres and in excess of 130 kilometres in some places, like in exposed places like Roach's Point in Cork Harbour, Shirkin Island in West Cork, at the Valentia Weather Observation Station in Carhartt-Savine in County Kerry, and at Shannon in County Clare. And I'm conscious as well that there are dozens and dozens of trees down. There have been dozens of alarm activations, and thousands of homes and businesses are without power.
Okay, well, Pascal, thank you very much. It appears people are heeding the warnings and they are staying in place, sheltering in their homes and wherever they are. For now, Pascal Sheehy, thanks for joining us on you.
And as we were hearing from Gerry Murphy, so far the northwest and the west getting the worst of Storm Éowyn. Shane O'Curragheen is our northwest correspondent. And we were hearing already records being broken, Shane. What's the story there so far? What can you tell us?
Anya, it could be a long day for people in the northwest. That red warning came into effect for Sligo, Leitrim at 4, continues till 12. Donegal begins at 7, continues until 2. Gerry Murphy there, he mentioned the island communities. There's a status red storm warning, a marine warning, from Rawson Point to Malin Head. That's from Glencullum Kill to Malin. That begins at 2 and it continues till 7 this evening. You think about here, we have island communities of Arringmore and Torrey as well. The ferry services to both those islands have been cancelled for the rest of this day as well. Talking to council staff yesterday in the region, they're on standby and they won't be going out during the red alert, but in Donegal will only be reacting to situations where there's an immediate risk to life. The likes of the Harry Blaney Bridge between Drossgully and Fanna Peninsula has been closed at present, and given the high tides and the storm surge predicted, there's a fear of coastal flooding of some areas in Donegal, Anya too, and Sligo. There are some precautions taken last night of some local road closures. For example, Chapel Street in Sligo was closed as a precautionary measure due to possible loose slates, in case loose slates may fall on the road during the storm as well.
Yeah, which could be lethal, of course. And I mean, it's particularly hard for communities that are only getting over the bad snow, many of whom lost power and they're only getting back to normal.
That's true. In South Leitrim last night in Ballinamore, a public meeting was organised by the Leitrim Public Participation Network. About 150 people attended that meeting and they were discussing the recent power outages and water outages. Some people in South Leitrim were 7-8 days without power last time round, and talking to local councillor Gary Pryor, who attended that meeting last night, he says it's inevitable, it'll happen again. I heard feedback in that meeting that some people told their personal stories how they're dreading the storm, and they feel there's an inevitability that it may happen again. I know, talking to some local business owners, that they have backup generators in place and stored waters. I know there's a local mart down there and they have a generator in place for their next sale in case the power does cut again. So there is kind of a sense of fear down there in South Leitrim, and they're hoping that they won't be left for the same duration again without power.
And I was mentioning earlier, Iha an Gwiha Mora to Gerry Murphy. Do you think this is going to go down in legend and records as well?
Talking to local authority workers over the past few days, there's a genuine... They are concerned. There's a genuine sense of concern regarding the storm, but people are taking precautions. Like in the northwest, we're well used to storms as well, and I think people, it's not their first rodeo as such, but there is a genuine concern of what will happen over the next few hours.
All right, well, stay safe, and thank you for updating us there. Shane O'Carrigan, our northwest correspondent.
Kevin Whitney is the head of the operations section of the Irish Coast Guard, and we can only hope, Kevin, that people are heeding your advice. Stay high, stay dry, stay away from potentially dangerous coastal areas. But you have to anticipate, I suppose, what can and might happen. What are you anticipating?
Hi, good morning. I suppose we're still anticipating, in line with the weather warnings, it's just that there's going to be significant damage or significant storm surges and the possibility for a lot of damage. And really, the coastal areas will be very, very treacherous during the period of the red warning. So we really want the members of the public to stay back, follow that advice of staying back, stay high, stay dry. And just stay back from the coastal areas, just cliffs, piers, and beaches. If they do see somebody in water or in trouble in the water or on coastal areas, just to call 112 or 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
One would hope, I suppose, all fishing vessels are at port. Is that your information?
Yes. So what we can see is that nearly all vessels have taken shelter either in port or at anchor in a safe anchorage. So we're monitoring that. In our centres, so we anticipate that most seafarers will have taken, if not all seafarers, will have taken the advice and taken shelter.
And hope people continue to take the advice that has been available and given to them. Thank you very much, Kevin Whitney there, Head of Operations at the Irish Coast Guard.
And we're joined now by Morning Ireland's Cian McCormack. You're at Shannon Airport, Cian. What's it like there?
Yeah, well, it's pretty blustery here at the moment here at Shannon Airport. The red warning, of course, clicked into place, Áine, here in County Clare at 3 o'clock. There's no public transport. There's no taxis coming to the airport, but people are still coming here. It is very, very quiet now as I look into departures, arrivals as well. Very quiet here. Some essential staff coming here before the red warning. There's also been a handful of people coming, hoping that their flights will leave. Here's what they told me earlier.
My name's Mr. Lloyd Parkinson. I've had to get a taxi last night about 10 o'clock because obviously I can't get any taxis from 2 a.m. till 10 a.m. My flight's at 10 to 11 this morning. I'm flying back to Birmingham to see my mum, who I haven't seen for about 6 months. So obviously, hence the reason why I'm here.
One of very few, I must say. I may have met one other passenger at this stage.
Yeah, when I first came in, it was empty. I went to come in the departures and it was closed. And I thought, oh no, I've got to sleep. I'm going to have to stay outside. And then obviously I just walked down, because I've been through the airport quite a few times, and I found the arrivals bit was open. So I just made myself comfortable around the corner at the restaurant and bar place. And I've been there ever since, trying to go to sleep, but impossible to go to sleep.
I'm Angel Carrasco. I'm working in George Raddles in the airport, in the coffee shop.
You had to make your way in here this morning. Where did you travel from?
I'm travelling from Kilmeny.
What were the roads like at that stage?
Well, the main roads was kind of okay. Was plenty of water, many wine, but the secondary roads are kind of destroyed. Not destroyed, but it's plenty of water, all plenty of leaves, all plenty of sticks from the trees, everything really, really mess.
And what was it like in the car?
Well, in the car was pretty scary, like many, 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 many wind, really, really scary. And
so lots of gusts. What happened when they hit the car?
Really difficult and scary, and yeah.
And really, you have to pay tribute, don't you, Cian, to any of the essential workers who are working through the storm and providing services. But just to clarify, are all flights cancelled or not?
Well, they're not. There have been cancellations, but some flights appear to be running. I'm just looking up at the departures board live here now. London Stansted, which was due to leave at 5:55, is now departing at 11:30. And there is another flight, Birmingham, 10:50. It was due to leave, and now 11:45. What the airport is saying is you need to check in with your airline about what's happening with your flight. And obviously, the advice is for people not to be on the road, especially when the red warning is in place. And just to give you an idea of how windy it is here, Anya, gusts of 137 kilometres per hour at the airport. In terms of the Midwest, then, at Money Point weather station, a maximum gust at 4:10 a.m. of 159.8 kilometres per hour. And right now, at this stage, as I look at it, gusts there are at 142 kilometres per hour. Then when you look at the wave height off the coast, the Finnish buoy in Doolin has a maximum wave height of 10.4 metres. Now, to put that into context, I was talking to experts yesterday. They were telling me the average height at that buoy would usually be about 3 metres. Then advice from local authorities throughout the Midwest, in Limerick, in Clare, in Tipperary, obviously they're urging people not to travel. The biggest challenges so far for them have been fallen trees, power lines, making driving conditions potentially very hazardous. They're all saying they won't know the full fallout from the storm until people start contacting them, really from about 7 o'clock. In Tipperary, the council told me they've nothing major to report. They're expecting the weather to get worse there from 7 o'clock. That's what they're saying. In Clare, it's kind of similar, but the council says the fire service were out earlier, slates off roofs, trees down along the motorway around Shannon. And they're saying people generally are heeding the warning in Clare. They're sheltering in place, and they've had no 999 calls for the fire services. In Limerick, just as with the other local authority areas, then, Anya, councillors are warning people again to stay indoors. But some details... more detail emerging from Limerick and Castleconnell, a report down of a tree blocking a road there. A cable is reported down at the junction of Henry Street and Mallow Street in the city. Glentworth Street in Limerick City, there's a report of debris from a roof on the road. And in Abbeyfield, there's a metal structure reported to be down near the Super Value. I was also on to the ESB then, in terms of the regional picture here in the Midwest. 70,000 people at this stage. It is a rolling figure without power. 70,000 people without power. ESB is saying that's a rolling figure. It'll change during the course of the morning, again, as we just get a clearer picture of how this plays out.
All right, Cian, thank you for that, and we'll have more from you later in the programme. But let's move inlands now to our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey. And striking what Gerry Murphy was saying earlier in the programme, Sinead, that, you know, normally it's the west, the northwest, that gets the brunt. The inlands will get hit bad today too.
Yeah, what we're witnessing, I suppose, across the Midlands is something that we're certainly not accustomed to. As you said, this region usually escapes fairly lightly in terms of high winds because it's the coastal areas that bear the brunt. But I was looking there at the wind report there at 5 o'clock, gusts of 100 kilometres per hour recorded in Mullingar. And remember, that was an hour before the red alert, actually kicked in. And in the last hour or so, and I'm only going by what I'm hearing outside, it really has notched up a gear. Already before 6 o'clock this morning, we have power outages being reported right across the region. Reports coming in from Longford, Offaly, Laois, Westmeath, Kildare. And they started coming in around 2 o'clock onwards. So it appears that homes were losing electricity. And I can only imagine, as I speak to you here this morning, the lights are flickering. So the number of homes without power is certainly going to rise. As you said, the Midlands, the North Leinster region will experience the worst of the effects early this morning. So that the warning is certainly stay indoors and not to go anywhere. Trees are down right across the region, and local authority workers won't be able to go outside to assess that damage until the red alert is lifted. So really, we're expecting significant damage to be reported in the coming hours and into the afternoon. I was talking to the guards this morning, at least 6 or 7 trees down on the N4. That's the main Dublin to Sligo road at Newtown Forbes. The village is blocked on both sides. And the guards telling me this morning, in Longford in particular, the majority of roads have trees down. So local authorities have set up response teams. People should link in with those teams where it is possible. But really, patience is needed. It's going to take time to mobilise staff to respond to damage, and safety is paramount. People can't go outside until that red alert is lifted. And even in the hours after the red alert is lifted, we're being told that weather will still be quite extreme. So, look, it can't be stressed enough this morning. People really need to take care.
And we were hearing earlier from Sean O'Kareen in the Northwest, you know, this is coming on top for many communities there. You know, the recent bad weather, they lost power, all the rest. And the Midlands, you know, hit particularly bad in the recent snow. So this is like a double whammy, isn't it, for many households?
Yeah, as Shane is saying, there's many households that went days without power the last time around, not being able to get out to go to the shops, into town. And yes, this comes so quickly after that, you know. But I think people understand the significance. And look, you can't but understand it when you're listening to the winds howling outside, when you see the lights flickering or your power is gone. People really do understand. And, you know, speaking to the guards this morning, they said they're not getting a lot of calls. People obviously are heeding the warnings, you know. And what that probably means as well is we won't really know the damage until things begin to settle down and people can go outside again.
All right. Well, I hope your lights stay on there for you, Sinead. Thank you for that. Sinead Halsey, our Midlands correspondent, at 6:45.
And Paul Neary, who's a senior engineer with Kerry County Council, is on the line. Paul, I don't need to tell you how vulnerable your beautiful county is when the winds are blowing like this. You can't send crews out at the moment to assess potential damage and damage that has already taken place. But what are you hearing?
Well, that's correct. And look, it's the important message is we're still in a red wind alert and the gusts are exceptionally high here at the moment. So again, our real message is that everyone should shelter in place and not travel until at least after the red wind warning. And then we're into an orange wind warning. Again, we're assessing all the calls that are coming in at the moment, and we'll get further information as the morning goes on. But there are a number of trees down with roads blocked, and there's trees down, poles, debris, cables on the road. So a number of roads are blocked. And as I said, we'll be assessing those in over the morning. According to the PowerCheck ESB website, there's 25,000 homes in the county without power. So again, that has to be confirmed by the ESB. But so there has been substantial, damage across the county during the night. We had a case in Ballybunion where two people had to be evacuated from accommodation because there was exceptional structural damage to their house, so they had to be evacuated in the middle of the night and accommodated elsewhere.
Yeah, Pascal Sheehy was telling us about that. Was it the gable of a house in Ballybunion?
The roof and gable of the house were very badly damaged, so the two people in question had to be evacuated by our emergency services, and accommodation was found elsewhere for them.
What else are you hearing on those calls for people? Have you had other emergencies like that where your people have had to act?
Well, again, with quite heavy rainfall yesterday night, so there was a number of, flooding reports that we had to attend to from both Kerry County Council and the fire services attended prior to the red wind alert. But again, at the moment, it's really reports of roads blocked, trees down and cables down. And I suppose, again, people shouldn't be out, but utmost care in regard to what may be on the roads at this time of the day and into the rest of the day, you know.
Sure. All right, Paul, we wish you well. Paul Neary there with Kerry County Council. Patrick Green is Director of Services in Galway County Council. Patrick, we were hearing there from Kerry, calls coming in, you know, emergency services having to act in certain cases. Have you had similar situations?
Yeah, it's similar here. Indeed, we're getting calls too, particularly trees down and debris and that kind of thing at the moment. But like, we don't have a full picture because obviously we haven't dispatched any crews yet until we get to the end of the red status, and then we'll assess where we're at and look at dispatching crews from the council itself then at that stage.
I understand. You have significant coastline in Galway as well. You're hoping for the best, but are you bracing for significant damage?
We are, yeah. Although high tide passed okay this morning, we don't have any reports yet of any too much damage from that. But again, as I say, it's early days, so without boots on the ground, we haven't had an in. But we'll know more in the next couple of hours as things come into daylight.
And we will stay in touch with you and the other county councils as well. Thanks a million for joining us. We're going to go now to Kerry, to Jason Fleming, who's chair of the Kerry Irish Farmers Association. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
I last spoke to you during the snow after Christmas, and you know winter is challenging enough for farmers, but storms like this really add to your problems. Have you put your nose outside the door this morning?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting my van outside my own house, Anya. Yeah, I looked, I suppose, this morning. It's horrendous conditions in Kerry. Look, most houses have no power. And look, I suppose the last time I was talking to you, we were only after coming out of a we were in a crisis with snow and high levels of snow, and now we know our sooner out of that, we're into this storm. So look, I suppose there must be good credit given to the ESB as well. I mean, I suppose there would only have, as I said, look, I travelled a lot of roads, and maybe when the conditions were bad there with the snow, and look, we're going to need them again now, look, with the power outages and stuff. So look, there is good credit to be given to them, yeah.
I know. What struck me this morning when I came out to come into the studio was the sound, the noise of this storm. And it was really kicking off in Dublin at that stage. So I can only imagine, you know, in the wider countryside around your home and around your farm now, what it must be like. Will you describe that to us?
I suppose, look, they're not even sitting in the van there now outside the house. Look, I mean, the vibration and so on. I mean, I suppose most farmers as well are bracing their stuff for when they go to their yards this morning. On there was, you know, sheds down and so on. I mean, look, I suppose with sheets flying and I suppose the only good thing, I suppose, with the authorities, they gave us good warning over the last couple of days. And, you know, we were securing gates, doors and vehicles and equipment yesterday on the farm. And so on, and feeding, you know, giving enough fodder to cattle last night, the way I suppose we wouldn't have to go that bit later today if we could. And I suppose from our perspective as well, look, the roads, I suppose, look, we will be helping out this morning with trees and roads and stuff like that, and see can we get guys motoring, yeah, if we can.
Yeah, I'm thinking too about, you know, the sheep and sheep farmers, those scenes from the Cumara Mountains during the snow of sheep being dug out of the snow. So it's a particularly vulnerable time for them. And are we into the lambing season?
We will be shortly, yeah, but I suppose, I believe it or not, this is probably better conditions for sheep than the snow. I mean, look, if you have a foot or two of snow, I mean, it's a lot harder on sheep. But it, look, I suppose, to be fair, I suppose a lot of farmers have a share of sheep put in as well. So, look, from an overall perspective, the most important thing here is to stay safe, especially neighbours and farmers and neighbouring rural communities as well. Look, as people living alone, I think they should be checked in on this morning if we could, and everyone stay safe and help out any way they can.
And just, you know, advice to farmers, as you said, they'll be going into their yards this morning, but I mean, the worry is if you're venturing out during the red alerts, you can be in danger yourself from, you know, stuff that's flying about from maybe roof tiles or galvanised iron or whatever.
Unsecure sheds and unstable sheds as well if they're sheets, because most farmers might try to stay at some of the sheds. So look, that wouldn't be advisable until, look, as I say, and it's been well documented, it's a red alert, so we should stay indoors until look, it's from our perspective down south, I think is it up to 2 o'clock, my understanding is at the moment. So I think we should be very, very careful inside, be it roads, travelling roads or inside in farmyards this morning, especially like you said, with loose sheets and so on, that are a hazard, of course, yeah.
All right, well, Jason, thank you very much. That's Jason Fleming there on his farm outside of Killarney, and he's chair of the Kerry Irish Farmers Association. It's 7:05.
And it's not just farmers having to worry about securing equipment in the storm. It's a huge challenge for the construction industry as well. Just think of all those huge cranes. And Sean Downey, Director of Safety, Education and Training with the Construction Industry Federation, is on the line. You'd issued guidance to all your members, Sean, hadn't you?
Yeah, thanks very much for having us on this morning. I know that this is a real time of concern for people. I think we've had the benefit of almost 48 hours advance warning, and the work of the National Coordination Emergency Group is really welcome in circumstances like this. We're in a good place. We have a really, really professional safety industry in the construction sector in Ireland. I would not be the cranes would be something that would be certainly very visible if you're living near a site that has cranes up on it. That's probably something that people look at and might have a concern about, but that would not be something that would be a big concern for me. They're something that people take into account whenever they're building the site. They're traditionally actually probably built into part of the permanent structure of the foundations as they're being erected. And they're actually built to withstand very, very strong winds, so I would not be concerned about that at all. We've had the advance warning. We had almost 48 hours to advise our members, and the advice really was around assessing every single part of your site, securing everything, making sure any loose materials were, you know, locked down and secured, closing off any open areas, and making sure in particular then that any exposed areas like scaffolding were inspected and anything loose was tied down. So we've taken advantage of the advance notice here and given our members the guidance in line with what the HSA are saying as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed. I presume all sites are closed during the red warning, by the way, Sean.
Well, that's the advice. The advice is that you shouldn't be travelling, yeah.
All right. Sean Downey from the Construction Industry Federation. Thank you very much indeed for that, and hoping all your members safe throughout this day. 3 minutes to seven.
Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent, joins us. A red warning in place where you are too, Conor. What's it like?
Well, I'm actually sitting in the dark in County Down here at the moment. The winds really picked up around 3 o'clock and we lost power about an hour later. The red warning for the six counties of Northern Ireland came into effect just coming into effect now, in fact, at 7 a.m. and lasts right through to 2 p.m. We're expecting gusts of up to 100 miles an hour. I think the biggest gust so far has been 92 miles an hour at Killowen on the County Down coast. The PSNI, which is the lead agency in the emergency response, has deemed this a major incident. People have been urged, as they have been urged everywhere, of course, to stay at home. The schools are closed, public transport suspended, everything effectively is suspended. And the public have been told to expect the worst storm in just over a quarter of a century, since 1998, in fact.
And hopefully people are heeding those warnings, as I think they are down south as well, to stay home, shelter in place, don't go out on the roads. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, just looking out my window, I can tell you I've seen one car go past this morning, and I live in a kind of a rural road in County Down. So it appears that people are not setting out for work this morning. I mean, effectively, everything is closed here as it is there. Most businesses, supermarkets. I mean, yesterday, the Stormont executive and the PSNI issued a joint news conference. The First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Bengele, and a senior police officer basically telling people to stay at home. Now, that warning came just about 8 hours before the winds really started to hit, but there was a real sense of urgency about it. And then around about 5:30 yesterday evening, every mobile phone in Northern Ireland got a high-pitched text alert, even if that phone was on silent or, I think, off. And that's part of a new system that was being used for the first time, and that warning set out really the scale of the challenge that's going to come in the next 6 or 7 hours here. So I think everybody at this stage somewhere or another has got the message.
All right, well, we hope the light breaks through for you fairly soon, Conor. Thank you very much for joining us.